Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
You are on.
Yep, we're good.
All right, good, yes, no video.
It shows it's going. On my phone.
Oh, wait, I bet it just popped up.
You got it?
There it is, okay, we're good. I kind of readjusted it last night.
Oh, here's a prayer just so you know.
I got a good plan, people are watching this. You ready?
Yep.
All righty. Welcome, it is the 18th day of August, 2026, at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. This is a public meeting of the Board of Uinta County Commission being held in Utah at the Commission Chambers. We're going to start today with Mike Wilkins a prayer and Wendy Long as a pledge.
Our dear and fathers, we come before this day as a public citizen group. And with the commissioners, we ask that thou be with our commissioners this day to make decisions that are good for the county. Father, we thank thee for the moisture thou hast blessed our lands with, and ask that thou continue to bless us that we might be able to have what we need to finish us out through the year and fill our reservoirs back up. Father, we ask that thou bless our armed forces that are out protecting our freedoms and our first responders, that they might be able to be safe and protected. Bless our armed forces to be able to be returned home in safety. We ask these things now and do this in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mike, what do you think? Thank you very much. First order of business will be approval of minutes, August 8th. Special public hearing, August 11th, commission meeting, August 13th, special public hearing. Any questions, comments, or concerns here? Call for a motion.
I would make a motion that we approve those minutes as presented.
Your mic's not on, Sonia.
Oh, sorry. I would make a motion that we approve those minutes as presented.
All right, we have a motion to approve as presented. Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Wilkins, approval of the warrants.
Commissioners, I have warrants from August 13th in the amount of $927,380.04. There was a semi-annual contribution to Vernal City of $300,000 for our airport match on the airport down there, and claims and health insurance.
Any questions or comments on this? Motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the warrants as presented by Clerk Auditor Mike Wilkins.
All right, call for a vote.
Aye.
All right, thank you. Any tax matters today?
Yes, Commissioners, I have a tax matter. Clerk Auditor's office is requesting approval to add $536.50. This includes tax, interest, and penalty on tax serial number 17-004-0003 for tax years 2014 through 2025. This will bring the total taxes amount due from 2008 to 2025 of $906.75, excluding the 2026 taxes. Commissioners, this is a piece of property that was taken in tax sale back in 2013, and we had a citizen request that we put it up for auction and sell it, so we put it on public surplus auction, and the property did sell for $6,900. So at this point, we are putting the taxes that had been there with interest and penalty on those to collect that, and we're requesting to transfer from tax district 308 to tax district 8, and that way it'll continue to receive taxes this year. Financial breakdown of the $6,900 excuse me, will be Delinquent taxes, interest and penalties and everything, $906.75, which will go to the county treasurer to be portioned out to all the taxing entities. 2013 auditor fee of $450 that was not collected at the time of the sale, and an admin fee of $1,000 for the county, and a balance of the overage of $4,543.25 will be sent to State Unclaimed Properties in the name of Shirley May Engel, who was the owner at the time of the tax sale. So I'm requesting permission for that one. And when you get this, there's several requisitions back here if you decide them also.
Does the person that owns it, the bought it at the tax sale, still possess it?
No one bought it at the tax sale, we did.
Okay, thank you.
It was struck off in the name of Uinta County.
Misunderstood.
So Uinta County owned it, and we have now sold it. The individual that requested this put it for sale actually was not the successful bidder on the sale.
Okay, thank you.
That's like, just in the
like when we sell those, are they made aware of these extra charges prior to?
No, because at this point it's the county's property, and we're just trying to get rid of it. Or get it back on the tax roll is probably the best way to put it, is we're trying to get it back on the tax roll, and this property had been on our in the county's name since 2013, and so we're just passing this, so we will keep these, the partial of the fees, the rest of those unclaimed properties, and the time of the tax sale in 2013, we couldn't even locate this lady, this individual.
Any further questions, comments, or concerns? If not, request a motion.
I would make a motion that we approve, what do you call this, the sale?
It's a request for additional taxes to be added to this property.
I would approve the request that has been presented by Mike Wilkins.
Okay, call for a vote.
Aye.
All right.
John?
Yes, sir.
Just to clarify, was that question from Commissioner Lefever, did that concern the new purchaser of the property? Are they aware of
that
these
was my
taxes?
Question. That was
new
my
purchaser,
question.
they paid us the $6,900, and where it goes from there is not really, the money just goes to the taxes.
They paid us, but that doesn't include these extra taxes,
$2,000,
but they are made aware of those when they, at the time of purchase, that they're going to have another $2,000-$3,000.
No, that comes out of their purchase of their $6,900.
Oh, okay.
We're now separating that $6,900 where it's going.
You just pull that out of that. Okay.
Right. This is not additional taxes to the new owner. The only thing the new owner will have is 2026 taxes.
That's better.
Thank you. I just wanted to
thank you.
Because I understood that wrong.
Thank you, Richard.
Excuse me, attorney. You may need to come to the mic.
Yeah. Try to yell.
You can't stay in the peanut section back there. And then there are several requisitions back
there. All right, commissioners. The next order is the allocation of the built money. We have received, when I say we, Uinta County Special Service District Fire has received $323,432 of the PTAIF money payment in lieu of taxes. I would like to make the recommendation that we provide that money to the Transportation Special Service District, as we have donated to fire and animal control within the last 2 years. And fire is not getting any mineral lease money on a regular basis. This will be, to my knowledge,
transportation,
I'm sorry. This will be the third month, I believe, when they've got less than, if any, $600,000 to repair our roads under the transportation SSD. Your thoughts on that?
I agree.
Yeah, no, I agree. They didn't get any this time, and it's been pretty shy, and hopefully they get some made up someday.
Someday we hope. Okay, with that, I would call for a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the PILT fund money going to the transportation, what do you call it?
SSD.
UTSD. PSD.
PSD.
As stated.
All right, that's clarification of $323,432. Okay, any further questions, comments, or concerns here? If not, call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Ms. Lindberg, 2026 State Homeland Security Program Grant Award Acceptance. Emergency management.
So there's actually a typo on that. It's the 2025 State Homeland Security Program Grant. As you know, FEMA and the federal government has kind of been slow in awarding grants, and so we finally got the award from FEMA for the 2025 SHSP State Homeland Security Program Grant. So the period of performance is September 1st, 2025 to January 31st, 2028. And the award is, the amount awarded is $158,895.
Sorry, what was that again?
$158,895.
Thank you.
Is that specific for UN County or is that for Tri-County?
This is just UN to County grant or projects. And so this is region projects that UN to County is kind of taking the lead on and passed through grants to other agencies as well.
Okay. Thank you. Yep. Any other questions, comments, concerns?
Do they have to apply for this money through us then, or how does that work?
So we meet as a region to talk about the grant or the projects that we would like to go for each year. And so we, as a group, kind of decide which projects would take priority and what are the needs around. So we do have representation from kind of all different agencies in that group.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Motion. I'll make a motion that we approve the State Homeland Security Grant Award as presented. Accept.
Okay. Motion to accept the 2025 State Homeland Security Program Grant Award. Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Sheriff Wyburn, ICAC Task Force. Award letter.
So this is just a renewal of our ICAC agreement, our Internet Crimes Against Children's contract with the state to perform operations, trying to find predators and to get a little bit of equipment. The only change to the contract is the dates and the amount. It'll go from $12,000 to $15,000. Contract starting date is August 11th of this year, and it's a 3-year contract.
So does it go to August 10th of 2029?
Yes. Okay. It doesn't say that in the contract. It just says it's a 3-year contract.
Oh. Any questions, comments, or concerns here?
Well, I would make a motion that we approve the ICAC Task Force Award Letter as presented.
All right. Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. All right, you have the next one too, Sheriff, I believe.
Yes.
Law enforcement mutual aid agreement between BLM and UCSO.
Yep, so historically I've had a mutual aid agreement with BLM law enforcement where I deputize their officers to help us with state and local laws. This is just a new MOU between us. It would go into effect of July 7th of 2026, and it's a 2-year contract. It just states that they can assist in life or death incidents, accidents, or incidents involving serious injury or fatality, crime scenes involving protection of human life, officer in trouble, felonies committed in their presence, misdemeanors committed in their presence, if it poses immediate and serious threat to public health, safety, or property.
How many agents do they have now here at Burl?
One full-time.
And that'd be the one you want to deputize, or is that applicable to?
Well, this, yeah, this would be in effect for any of the agents that come to our area specific for Yuma County. And on both of these contracts, I've got to send them back to the state and the feds to get signatures and line.
Okay.
I would make a motion that we approve the law enforcement mutual aid agreement between the BLM and Yuma County Sheriff's Office as presented. No, you sign it. He just has to send it back.
I sign.
Oh, you signed this one?
I sign them, and then my CAT grant is signed by the state, the governor's office, and then
so both
the,
of
the
them?
Federal is BLM. Yeah, they both
on
do.
Both contracts, it has your name? Oh, well, we didn't make that on the previous motion. So, can I amend my previous motion?
No, amend this one first.
Well, that's what I meant, this one, and then go back and amend my other one to add the... Okay. On the law, I move to approve the law enforcement mutual aid agreement between the BLM and UN County Sheriff's Office and authorize Sheriff Laborn to sign the contract.
I call for vote, and I call aye too. Thank you.
And then I need to amend item number 6 to put the same thing, that the ICAC Task Force Award Letter approval also come with the authorization for Sheriff Laborn to sign.
So especially for the BLM contract, I'm deputizing them. The commission can't do that, so it's under that authority, so I've got some certain things I have to sign.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
She just did.
That's what I said, we have a motion, so I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any public comment today?
We're adjourned.
We're adjourned.